We're ready whenever you are.
Oh, okay.
Going back live. We're back on.
We are back. This is Lawrence Brown, and I recognize Greg Wyman, counsel to the CCAC, to present the results from the scoring.
Once again, out of a possible score of 30, design number 1 received 9. Design number 2 received 8 points. Design number 3 received 7. Design number 3A received 8. Design number 3B received 30, making it the high vote getter. Design number 4 received 5. 5A received 7. 5B received 8. Design 6 received 11. And design 6A received 9. So the clear high vote getter was 3B with 30 votes.
Outstanding. Thank you, Greg. Are there any motions that the committee would love us to consider? None necessary? Then the motion, the correction, the vote stand. Tell us the direction of the CCAC. Mm-hmm. Are there any further motions that the committee would like to consider? Seeing that there is no further need for any further discussion on this program, I would like to thank Holly Brown Ogle and Mr. Mark Bonin for their attendance of this meeting and for their roles in bringing this fantastic program to our attention and allow us to participate with them and their telling of the story about this famous American.
Thanks for letting us be part of the process.
Thank you so much. In light of the fact that a number of members have, in fact, a tight schedule so that we maintain quorum, I'm going to suggest that we go through to the next item, and for those, in fact, who desire to step away for a second to be able to get something to eat, that you can do so. We're going to make sure that we can go forward in a good rhythm. Thus, the fifth item today for our review is the reverse candidate design for the 2024 American Woman Quarter honoring Dr. Mary Edwards.
Mary Edwards Walker.
April Stafford, Chief of the Mint's Office of Design Management, will introduce the program and present the reverse candidate designs.
Thank you. This is April Stafford. Some background information on this quarter. Dr. Mary Edwards Walker was born in 1832 in New York to abolitionist parents. She was raised to be a free thinker and question everything, including conventional norms. She was a Civil War era surgeon and a women's rights advocate who broke gender customs of the time by not wearing traditional women's clothing. Growing up on a working farm, she found women's clothing of the era, including corsets, to be too restrictive and unhealthy. Likewise, as a doctor, she found traditional men's clothing, or her bloomerized clothing, to be practical, more comfortable, and more sanitary. She continued to advocate for dress reform throughout her life. Dr. Walker was relentless in her efforts to serve as a surgeon in the Civil War at a time when women were not permitted to serve in the military. But finally, in 1863, her request to practice as a surgeon was finally accepted. She became the first woman U.S. Army surgeon as a contract acting assistant surgeon, or civilian, with the 52nd Regiment Ohio Volunteer Infantry. Walker often crossed battle lines to care for wounded soldiers. Captured by Confederate troops as a suspected spy, she was held as a prisoner of war for 4 months at Castle Thunder Prison near Richmond, Virginia, before being released as part of a prisoner exchange. Once released, Dr. Walker returned to medical service. On November 11, 1865, she was awarded the Medal of Honor by President Andrew Johnson. The medal was rescinded in 1917 when the government determined that only soldiers who served in combat were eligible to receive it. She refused to return her medal and continued to wear it for the remainder of her life. The medal was officially restored by President Jimmy Carter in 1977, and Dr. Walker remains the only woman to be awarded the Medal of Honor. We have with us a liaison with whom we worked on this program, George DeMoss, who is historian with the town of Oswego, New York. Mr. DeMoss, would you like to say any words to the committee?
Yes, I would. Am I coming through all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. I'm George DeMoss, the town of Oswego historian, and I speak today for the people of the town of Oswego as well as the city of Oswego. We're very honored to have Dr. Mary Walker named for a quarter in 2024. And I just want to thank you for making myself and Tom Worden, who is a great, great, great nephew, part of this process. We really appreciate that. I'm in my boyhood home, living there, and I'm there today, and it's 2 miles from where Dr. Mary lived on Bunker Hill Road, on a hill called Bunker Hill. Her father, the Walkers, came from near Boston in the early 1800s, came over here to central New York and settled near Lake Ontario. And he named the hill and the road Bunker Hill because he hoped that it would be a place of battle for great social justice and social reforms. I knew people that knew Dr. Mary, so I've grown up with her her story and her life in our midst. And this is not the only honor that Dr. Mary Walker is receiving in this year or the next year. The former Fort A.P. Hill in Virginia is going to be named Fort Mary Walker. A week ago, Monday, February 21st, marked the 114th anniversary of her death. And Mary Walker had a great friend, Dr. Bertha Van Hoosen in Chicago. Dr. Van Hoosen was younger than Dr. Mary, but they became strong friends. And Dr. Mary liked to visit Chicago, so she could ride in Dr. Van Hoosen's electric car at the time. But at the time of her death, Dr. Van Hoosen wrote these words, and I'd like to share them with you today. Dr. Mary's life should stand out to remind us that when people do not think as we do not dress as we do, and do not live as we do, that they are more than likely to be a half century ahead of their time, and that we should have for them not ridicule, but reverence. So thank you very much for this honor.
Thank you so much. This is April Stafford. We really appreciate that background. And for the committee, I'll share also that these designs were seen by the Smithsonian American History Women's Institute, as well as the National Women's History Museum historians with whom we work closely as well. They do very much like the family preference that we will share with you, but they also noted, it might be important for your consideration, that her clothing style was such an important part of who she was. And so some of these reviewers felt that other designs in the portfolio that present her in full clothing might be more appropriate and representative of Dr. Walker. So please have that in the back of your mind. We'll share that the family preference was identified as design 2. And this design was also part of a combination recommendation by the CFA. They very much appreciated this portrait, but preferred a composition of 3A for reasons that I will share with you now. They felt that this design really centered appropriately in large scale the Medal of Honor, whereas if you go back to the previous design, the Medal of Honor is seen multiple times, including once in text, but is not perhaps taking center stage as 3A, if we could go back there. Also, 3A has the inscription Civil War Surgeon, which they felt also was critically important, whereas Design 2, again, uses the Medal of Honor as an inscription as opposed, in addition to the visual references. So they felt, the CFA, made actually a combination that if there was a way to do some kind of combination where you use the portrait from 2 with the composition of 3A. Nevertheless, we will share with you the whole portfolio for your deliberations. We'll start with design 1. and 1A. These designs feature a full-length depiction of Dr. Mary Edwards Walker in the surgeon's uniform she created. The detail of her Medal of Honor is on the right. She stands with her hand on an inscription for emphasis. Design 1 includes the additional inscription Equality, representing one of her lifelong causes. 1A features the inscription Dr. Mary Edwards Walker, Civil War Surgeon. Design 2 depicts a close-up portrait of Dr. Walker holding her surgical toolkit. On the left is the Medal of Honor. The additional description, inscription Medal of Honor 1865 resides in a banner at the bottom of the design. Again, this is the identified preference of the family and part of a combination recommended by the CFA. Moving on, designs 3 and 3A feature Dr. Walker in her quote-unquote bloomerized clothing alongside the Medal of Honor. Design 3 includes the additional inscriptions Civil War and U.S. Army Surgeon, while 3A features an enlarged depiction of Dr. Walker and the additional inscription Civil War Surgeon. Designs 4 and 4A depict close-up versions of Dr. Walker alongside her Medal of Honor. Design 4 includes Civil War era tents in the background. Designs 5 and 5A portray a full-length figure of Dr. Walker in her surgeon's uniform with the Medal of Honor on the right. Design 5A includes the shape of a crescent moon, a symbol for women's empowerment. Design 6 and 6A depict a full-length figure of Dr. Walker dressed in her typical style of clothing. Design 6 includes the inscription Dr. Mary Edwards Walker in her handwriting, along with the additional inscriptions Civil War Surgeon and Medal of Honor, while 6A includes incused text around the border and the additional inscription Civil War Surgeon. And finally, designs 6B and 6C feature Dr. Walker alongside her Medal of Honor with the additional inscription Medal of Honor. That concludes the candidate designs.
Thank you so much. This is Lawrence Brown again. Let me ask the committee members, are there any technical or legal questions that you would like to offer? I have a question.
Dr. Harcourt.
I'm sorry? Harcourt?
Yes, this is Harcourt Fuller. I just wanted to clarify, when you said that 3A, which is the family's preference, April, so are you saying that is already reflective of the final version of what they've asked to combine, or no?
So the family's identified preference thus far is actually design 2, if we could see that, because of the portrait. And it was, so that's 2. And then it was the CFA who made this design part of a combination recommendation. They suggested taking this portrait, but somehow merging the composition of 3A, because they very much appreciated the enlarged Medal of Honor, and in particular, the inscription Civil War Surgeon. They felt that her role as a Civil War surgeon, for which she was honored, was really important, as well as, if you can go back to 2, they noted that the Medal of Honor is repeated 3 times in this design, in the composition.
And if I may conclude my remarks, quite frankly, I think it's difficult not seeing the final version of what they're asking for. It's just going to be, at least for me, difficult to make a decision. I don't know if Joe wanted to, is that?
Mr. Menna?
This is Joe Menna. I'm not making any judgment about this, about the recommendation. I don't see how, my feeling is, if April came in and said, Joe, how can we adjust this design? How can you work with the artist to make this design work, since it's the family's favorite, blah, blah, blah? I don't mean that, you know, I'm just saying. I would say take away Medal of Honor if that's a concern, put a different inscription there, and maybe perhaps even E. Pluribus Unum or Dr. Mary Edwards Walker, give more space for the Medal of Honor, make the Medal of Honor bigger on the left side, without revealing who did what. I'd be very much against cutting off one artist's head and putting on another artist's body. We don't do that kind of thing. And so, since it's the best way to honor it is to I think, solve, or we, this could be revisited in a way that fully honors the family, the artist's intent, and meets the CFA's concerns, and whatever vote, I'm not trying to influence you. That's how we would solve it. I'm just answering, that's how we take care of it.
And I'm saying, just finally, I think I would have to see it first before I can vote on it.
That's fully understandable.
I can't do it in my head, I'm sorry.
Absolutely, and we share the CFA's recommendation just for your awareness, but I this is April Stafford, by the way, and I agree with our chief engraver. It's really the spirit of the why behind their recommendation. So they respected the preference of the family because of the likeness, but they had a concern with the number of times the Medal of Honor appeared here and desired a representation in some way of her work as a Civil War surgeon. So the example Joe gave is one of what might be a couple of approaches that that the Mint could take. Really, it's just for this committee's awareness, and we welcome whatever observations or recommendations you have on the portfolio as it's presented to you.
Thank you.
I have a, this is Lawrence Brown, I have a somewhat of a comment more than a question, and my comment is actually reflecting the fact that this is the only woman to have received that Medal of Honor. And at the same time, I want to share that I actually had an opportunity to be at a meeting with a lot of Medal of Honor winners, all male. And the way the medal is portrayed is actually with a ribbon that's around the neck with the medal hanging. And I just wanted to make sure that in the communications that we send this out, that we make that known about the distinction, and perhaps had there been other female Medal of Honor winners, it would have been portrayed differently. I'm not sure if it would, but I think it's important so when people see that, they will see that Medal of Honor, and those particularly who have received it or have family members who have, will recognize the difference in that.
Yes, and this is April Stafford again. Thank you, Dr. Brown. Just for the record, the design manager has ensured that we have photographic references that that show Dr. Walker wearing her medal this way, what is an accurate representation historically. So we have that assurance.
Thank you. Are there any other technical legal questions from the committee members? Hearing none or seeing none, let us begin our consideration. I'd like to remind us again to try to keep our comments to 5 minutes or less. And if there are additional questions, please understand we will, in fact, undertake those questions after we go through this process. For the benefit of the court reporter and for those calling in, I ask that you state your name before you begin speaking. So let us begin with Mr. John Saunders.
John Saunders, I remember to say my name this time. I'm going through these. I like 3A best. I think besides the fact that Joe's mentioned cutting off the head from one artist and putting it on the others is kind of a bad thing. If you made the portrait different on 3A, it's going to be so small anyway that it's going to be fairly meaningless. I found 2 to be the my second choice, I agree with 2 that if we went with 2, I think putting a Civil War surgeon where they say Medal of Honor would be a improvement. I think it was a horrible thing to do, taking away the medal from this woman. I mean, but besides it being completely sexist, I mean, she went over there. It was a pretty horrible job being a surgeon in the Civil War. I mean, you were cutting limbs off, it was pretty rough. And from everything I've heard about it, those prisoner of war camps were no fun either. I mean, that was a pretty horrid thing for have to go through. And someone that would go through all that and then be awarded something and then having it pulled back, I think is very bad form, to say the least. So my preference is 3A with a strong second for number 2.
Thank you so much. It's turned out to Peter.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. I I really am drawn to 1A, in part because of the really forceful, strong pose of Dr. Mary Walker here. But I also really like the fact that she seems to be breaking the fourth wall by placing her, as it were, by placing her hand on the doctor. I think that that's a really clever artistic move in that pose. One of the other things that I do like about 1A and 2 is that they also depict her clearly as a young woman. And I think that it is important to recognize the fact that when she was doing this horrible job as a Civil War surgeon, she was doing this at an age, in her mid-30s, essentially, when she still was quite young. So these portraits, these depictions really do underscore that, whereas many of the others, she appears much later in life, it seems, and much more matronly. And I think it is important to underscore the fact that she was quite young when she was doing this and was awarded the medal. I also think it's important that there be some note of or the inscription Medal of Honor somewhere on the reverse, simply because I don't think many people are going to understand what that medal is without that. And many of these reverses do not have any indication of what that medal is, so I do think it is important to have Medal of Honor as an inscription somewhere on the reverse. Some of the concerns that I have with 3A especially is that I think on a quarter size, Dr. Walker standing in front of the Medal of Honor there is going to look like an amorphous blob, and really it's not going to be particularly eye-catching. And I think that being able to draw a distinction between her and the medal and having some negative space in between is important. So, all said, I am happy to support number 2 as the selection, just because it does depict her as a young woman, does include Medal of Honor as an inscription. And I think that it is an attractive design, although, again, I really do like number 1A quite a bit. So thank you.
Let's turn it up to Harcourt.
Thank you. This is Harcourt Fuller. I second Peter. I really like 1. Is it 1? Yes. I'm sorry. 1A, please. I just like the fact that she has her hand on the doctor, right? I think that it just reinforces her confidence in terms of what she has done. I'm not a big fan personally of showing the whole body, because I think that on that size quarter, I think you lose some of the details. And so that brings me to, let's go to 2, please. What I really love about 2 is Medal of Honor and the date, because I think that the date is very significant, because everybody knows or should know what that date represents. For a woman to be getting a Medal of Honor during that time under those circumstances, I like how it pops. And so I will give consideration for this, keeping in mind my previous comments. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's turn now to Dennis Tucker.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. This is Dennis Tucker. And I'd like to greet Mr. DeMass. You and I have met, and it's good to hear your voice today. For the benefit of my colleagues here, I would mention that I was born in Syracuse, New York, and I grew up in Phoenix, New York, which is about 20 miles south of Oswego. So this is a nice opportunity for me to work on this particular coin. I did not know much about Dr. Mary Edwards Walker when I was growing up. She's not someone that we learned about in school, even though she should have been a local hero. I find that interesting. I like design too. I endorse it fully. I would address the CFA's concerns about the repetition of the concept of the Medal of Honor. The Medal of Honor is a very visually interesting piece of work, and so we have the architectural blueprint view of it, if you will, which satisfies that. We have a view of the medal in life as Dr. Walker wore it. And as Dr. Brown has mentioned, that's different from the way that you see it worn today. So that's a unique aspect of her Medal of Honor. And then people learn and absorb information differently. Some people are visual. Some people need to read things. For the people who read things and absorb information that way, we have the words Medal of Honor and the date, as Dr. Fuller pointed out, 1865 is helpful. So I don't see that repetition as being onerous in any way. I think it's actually a strength of this design. I would point out one other thing. Sometimes we look at the sizes of the planchet and we get worried about what can be done on this, a coin the size of a quarter. And I would remind the committee and anyone reading these comments in the future of what the United States Mint has done on a planchet the size of the $5 gold commemorative coin. That's 21.6 millimeters. It's smaller than a quarter dollar, which is 24.3 millimeters. And if you look at the 2019 American Legion 100th anniversary $5 gold piece, look at the amount of detail that's shown in the American Legion emblem on that coin, which is shown in its entirety on a tiny scale on the small canvas. It's a small coin, and you will not be able to see microscopic detail in the Medal of Honor, but I think that you'll be able to get a feel for it. So I think two is a very strong design. I like seeing her in a more youthful look, as Peter pointed out. She was in her early 30s during the Civil War. So I'm not bothered by the lack of the term surgeon. I think doctor captures that, and anyone interested can look up more information. And again, kind of addressing the size of the coin, the fact that it is a larger bust portrait of her is an advantage. So I think two is very strong, and I like it. It's going to get my strongest endorsement. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you. Turn to Robin Salmon.
This is Robin Salmon. Thank you, Mr. Chair. One and 1A also attracted me. The hand on the lettering is powerful, and it's also something different, something unique in the designs, among the designs that we've seen so far. I think, though, that the full figure might be lost in the size of the coin. Number two is a lovely portrait. And initially, I was leaning toward removing the lettering Medal of Honor 1865 and replacing that with Civil War surgeon. But I think the argument that most people aren't going to recognize the Medal of Honor swayed me that we do need to keep that particular lettering, and that perhaps Civil War surgeon isn't as significant in this overall design. It's the word or the significance of doctor indicates she was a physician, and as someone said previously, her name can be looked up and the rest of the story can be revealed. I'm putting my vote with number two. I think it's a lovely rendition as well as a significant symbol of who she was and what she did. Thank you.
Thank you. And to Art Bernstein.
This is Art Bernstein. I wanted to point out design four, which hasn't been talked about. I was attracted to the background of the Civil War soldiers' tents. I thought that showed her role in the war and gave some historical context to the world in which she was serving. I want to just point that out. There are a lot of different preferences in this discussion. My preference would be with design three, not 3A. And my reasoning is I heard all of the discussion regarding the outfit that she designed for herself, and I thought there was value in showing her full length. 3A doesn't do that. It looks like she's just wearing a dress. And so that led me to go with 3, and I thought that it was also a good depiction of the Medal of Honor. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's turn now to Mike Moran.
I did not go to sleep, Dr. Brown. I am here. I'll make it really short. I want to speak to one thing on 3A. The problem with that design is the fact that, and it's already been noted, the figure runs into the metal, and by the time you get that on a quarter, the average person's going to think that's a deputy sheriff's badge. To be a bit cute about that, it's a mistake for a coin that size. Turning to 2A, it will get my votes. I don't see a thing wrong with the way the signatures are, the inscriptions are, as is, because very simply, again, it's obviously a medal there, a military medal on that coin, and easily seen as that. Your average person in the United States is not going to get that it's the Congressional Medal of Honor. The fact that you've got the doctor in front of her name, the date 1865, and the Medal of Honor, that tells a story, and if anybody's interested in more details than that, they'll look up the history. But it will show her heroism at the, in the closing days of the war. So that's it. Number 2A for me.
Thank you so much, Mike. Let's turn to Sam Gill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Sam Gill. My votes are going to go to number 2. It tells the whole story. I too am not troubled by the Medal of Honor being inscribed there with 1865, and clearly implies a Civil War. And even though 3 representations of the medal are here, it's okay. It shows she wore it, and it shows what it actually looked like, and then it tells the story that she won it. And so with that, I'm satisfied with number 2, although I did think 3A was a very pretty coin. Thank you.
Thank you so much. This is Lawrence Brown. And I must confess that, like many of you, I had some leaning towards...
Dr. Brown, I didn't go yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you want to make your comments and have me go at the end?
No. Then let's have you go.
Okay. I'm sorry, Dr. Brown. This is Dean Kutlowski. Apologies for interrupting.
My apologies.
Like that. And I'm actually going to, Dr. Brown, maybe you should have skipped me because I'm going to maybe do something I'm not supposed to do here. But I'm going to use the iPad for something. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do that, but let's go to number 2. That is the design that I favor for all of the reasons everyone simply stated. I also think there's very good balance here. The medal's not too big, and she's wearing the medal, and it is the largest of the portraits, so your eyes are really drawn to her. I'm going to give some points to 1A, and here is the reason why. I'm going to show you this. This is the stamp. Okay, this is going to happen. So there's, I don't know if you can see that, the myriad, and so you see Medal of Honor, and you see she is youthful, which I think is very, very important. So if you wanted to kind of move the conversation along and put a, you know, this is from 40 years ago, it's a very different representation of her.
Could you identify that for the record?
Yeah, it is a 1982 U.S. Postal Service Dr. Mary Walker, Army Surgeon, 20-cent Medal of Honor commemorative stamp. And I was just going to say, if you wanted a slightly different representation of her that moves the conversation along to how she engaged in dress reform, I think 1A would be very appropriate and very inspiring for the reasons Peter said. But I still, you know, this is a stamp that, you know, stamp collectors are going to be familiar with. And they can engage in it, and they can find it, and they can discover it, and make comparisons. I still think design 2 is the strongest design, but giving some points to 1A. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thank you so much, and we really appreciate you making the connection for us. Now, as I was going to say, that I am leaning between 1A as well as 2. And on the one hand, they both, in fact, to me, are striking. I prefer perhaps 2 because I can see more of their herself there. So that one is attractive. But the downside of that is that for the reader and the message, Civil War surgeon, you'd have to look that up. I don't know that most of the public would appreciate that that doctorate is associated with a physician, number one, and number two, as a Civil War surgeon. With respect to, in fact, design 3A, if we can show that quickly, I do appreciate the fact that this one has the Civil War surgeon, but I'm not so sure that, again, John Q. Public or Mary Q. Public is going to realize what that medal is. So saying Medal of Honor sort of reinforces that. So for that reason, my vote is between those two, honestly, because the message is not so much to me the art, although I appreciate the comments that many of you have shared about the artistic rendition. It's the message here to me that is really important, particularly as we're talking about a famous American. At this point, I'll entertain any comments or motions from the members of this committee.
Marshall? Very quickly, if I may say so, this is Harcourt Fuller. Her right arm appears to be,
which design?
This design here, cut off to me when I look at this.
Mr. Bennett, do you want to respond to this or give guidance?
This is Joe Bennett.
Sorry, Joe, I know.
No, Dr. Fuller, it's fine. You know, I have the honor of being the art director, working closely with every artist in each design. It was something that we did not cut off. The positioning of the arm is something we work with the artists on. I don't like to change their vision. I do my best to help them realize that. The artist felt that this is where the artist wanted, probably because he, she, they did not want to obscure the metal. And so I think, I see it as going behind the back. I mean, perhaps the artist did that to not obscure the metal. That would be my, yes, sir?
Dr. Brown, this is Dennis Tucker. Just for the record, which is text only, this is what I was trying to tell you, and will not have the benefit of visuals, I would mention that that discussion was about design 3A. I think that might be confusing if that's not specified in the written record. So I just wanted to say that verbally.
Thank you.
So people can read along in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joe, do you have additional comments?
Can I make a technical comment about number two?
Please.
So for design two, yes, it's a very, very beautiful portrait. If we could go back to design two. But it's not the portrait alone that gives the grace and elegance to this design. I'm not advocating for it. Every single element, I work very, very closely with this artist on this design. Every element of text, position, orientation, relationship to the figure, the negative space, all contributes to the story of Medal of Honor recipient. But the elegance of her portrait isn't just the beauty of the depiction of the portrait. Every element of this composition is a keystone, and if you were in my opinion, any changes to it would be like pulling a keystone away from a building, and could lessen the impact of the portrait that you're all feeling. I'm just saying, that's just my observation.
Thank you so much, Joe. At this point, unless there's any additional comments or question, I think that we are at the point that it's time to score. Each of you obviously will have the score sheet in front of you. Mike and Robin, you have received that electronically.
Yep.
When you are done, please provide those to Greg.
This is Jennifer Warren. Dr. Brown, George has his hand up. Damascus.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'd just like to say for that number two, the family was just so satisfied with her face. And the determination, the determined look that they saw in the artist's rendition of her face, as well, of course, the way she wore the Medal of Honor as well. One of our favorite pictures of her was taken by the Metropolitan Magazine in 1892, and she wore her medal all the time. And in that picture, she's in her house, she's pulling a neighbor's tooth, and she has her arm around the neighbor's neck, and but hanging on Mary Walker is that medal hanging right down as she pulls the tooth. But they just like the determination in her face, and she has quote unquote what they call the Walker ears. They're quite large size.
Thank you so much, Mr. DeMass. We really appreciate that. This time, we'll continue the process of the scoring. We're going to take a 10-minute recess for the scoring.
Are we in recess?
We're in recess for 10 minutes. We're in recess. We're in recess for 10 minutes.